Psychic warfare is very hush-hush stuff. No one talks about it unless they have to.
How does psychic warfare work?
You've heard about cyber attacks, how they're going on in the background all the time, but the general public never gets to hear about it until something goes seriously wrong. Same kind of thing. Psychics from all nations and any number of underground groups are constantly trying to influence the minds of important people, or drive them crazy, or simply give them bad luck. But other psychics are always operating to stop them, from governments or groups protecting their own. It's like a whole bunch of radio stations all broadcasting at once. Nothing gets through because each individual voice gets drowned out in the babble.
Is there any way you can tell when psychics are operating? I mean, if this is all taking place on some great mental battlefield.
There are signs you can look for. Psychic fallout, rains of frogs or mice, statues that change position, shadows that come and go in empty rooms, fading pleas for help in the middle of phone calls. Look for odd coincidences, like names that rhyme, or two women with identical husbands. It's all just momentary glitches, come and gone in an instant as the universe resets itself.
Should we expect a psychic assassin to be traveling on the train with us? Is that why the organization wants us there, as well as a standard bodyguard?
Possible, but unlikely. The division will have its very best people watching over the train. You'd need a really strong mind to get past them.
But are there such assassins? With minds powerful enough to hide them from other psychics as well as us?
Yes. A really powerful psychic could walk right past you, and you'd never know he was there. Remember the old rhyme? Yesterday upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I'd wish he'd go away.
That's creepy.
I always thought so.
What about you, Ishmael? You always make such a big deal about your mind being different from everybody else's. Would you be able to spot someone hiding behind a psychic shield?
I always have in the past, so I have to wonder if that's why the organization chose me for this duty. But really, Penny, the odds of us coming up against a psychic assassin are vanishingly small. And then I stopped and looked thoughtfully at the table next to ours. Penny glanced across at it and then back at me.
Ishmael? What's wrong? What are you staring at?
Something interesting. Tell me, Penny, what do you see when you look at that table?
She looked again, taking her time.
Just an empty table.